sex with my miniature stallion.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fuck Daddy!
Suck a little dick, smoke a little crack.
I feel it in my fucking cunt. My cunt is fucking hurting.
Shit it out, whore. Shit it out.
Bang, yang, 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 yang.
I like to suck on him orally.
You clam down on that goddamn dick! And you play
full of sperm and a rectum full of sperm.
Such a sweet rectum.
Yes, yes.
Sexy time. Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, September 9th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, chew on your own testicles. Plus, raped by a stripper, and one area cripple is getting a whole lot of pussy. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. We're going to get into a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday in just a minute. But first, got one piece of audio to share with you since today's story is a little bit shorter than normal. If you want to hear more of this type of stupidity, sign up for the Sideshow because today we've got a bonus episode for Sideshow Freaks. Anyways, here is a drunk woman and she only has one thing on her mind.
I need some wine.
She's a larger lady in her bra and panties, stumbling around.
You need some wine. You got some wine. You got some wine in your room.
Whoa!
Almost fell down.
Okay.
You have some wine in your room, but you gotta have this wine. You gotta get drunk, fall down, shit face drunk. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I have problems and you don't know about.
Yeah, what kind of problem?
I love listening to drunks. They always say the same thing when you confront them. I've got problems. No shit. You've pissed yourself and you can't stand up and you're missing a shoe. Of course, yes, you have problems. We know.
I have problems and you don't know about.
Yeah, what kind of problems?
Well,
drunk problems?
No, I can't sleep.
Certainly not helping.
You're gonna bang on my door for 30 minutes so you can get into the wine?
I didn't say
because you're a drunk?
I am not a drunk.
You're not drunk right now?
No, I am not drunk right now.
You got a whole glass of wine in your room, but you gotta have wine out of the bottle.
I hope you have the camera.
You gotta have wine right out of the bottle, huh? You gotta have wine straight out of the bottle.
Yeah.
I don't know what your problem is, James. I do not know what your problem is.
I'm not the one that's drunk.
Of course I'm drunk.
Almost passed out on the...
Didn't she just say that she wasn't drunk a second ago?
Of course I'm drunk.
Of course I'm drunk.
Almost passed out on the floor.
I'm not passed out on the
throwing
floor.
Throwing liquor all over my bed.
I am not throwing liquor all over your bed.
Can't even stand up.
I can't stand up.
I'm showing this to you when you're sober.
I don't care if I'm showing you when you're sober.
What was that?
I'm showing this to you when you're sober.
I don't care if you show when you're sober.
I don't... That didn't make no sense.
I don't care if you show when you're sober.
Yeah.
Since you're trying to intimidate me, you're not.
Okay. She cannot be intimidated. There you go. A drunk fat lady.
I need some wine.
All right. I'll see what I can do. Now it's time for Sextastic Tuesday. This is a segment of the show where I simply read you an erotic piece of fiction. This being Distorted View, these aren't your typical fuck stories, my friend. You know, Corey has been a huge contributor to Sextastic Tuesday, although he's been silent lately. I've got great news for you, though. He's back with a new one. What is today's story about? Well, let's see. Today is September 9th, we've got a holiday of sorts coming up. Yeah, September 11th is just around the corner. And are you done with your shopping? And Corey thought there's a lot of sexiness about 9/11. So he wrote a story about it. And I'm going to read it to you now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's sextastic.
It was a sunny morning in September. Derek had awakened with his beautiful girlfriend, Jill. You know, Jill, I've been thinking, you know how we've talked about spicing things up in the bedroom?
Yes.
See, I have this fantasy.
You mean like me acting like a naughty nurse?
No.
Do you want a 69?
No. I want a 9/11.
What are you talking about, Derek?
Then, in a Middle Eastern accent, Derek proclaimed, Haka baka! I am no longer Derek! My name is Mohammed!
Derek, what are you doing?
Shut the fuck up, you decadent American infidel! As Derek revealed his box cutters! Derek's day had finally arrived. He became a terrorist in his 9/11 fantasy. I'm going to hijack your body for Allah! Derek, akabaka chaka! Braka! Derek put on a pirate beard, which he purchased at the dollar store last Halloween. Arg! I mean, a-la-la-la-la-la-la-la! Jill said,
this is so disrespectful to the victims of 9/11. You should be ashamed of yourself.
But the United States government has disrespected my people for decades, and it is high time we seek our revenge! Apaka-paka-daka-daka-daka! It's the only way I can make my accent believable is by adding that, so you know it's Middle Eastern. As Derek put on a turban, which was nothing more than his dried cum rag. Besides, when I die a martyr, I will make love to 72 virgins in the afterlife. Akabaka Mayambialik!
Look, couldn't you just find a job as a school teacher?
Silence, infidel! Derek unrobed and wore nothing but a belt of explosives around his waist, which was in reality a plastic Wile E. Coyote toy.
Snap out of it, Derek! Snap the hell out of it!
Jill cried. Stewardess, you will give me service with a smile. Now get down and suck on my dirty dick! Derek's jangly genitals were long and bushy, like the sad face of Osama bin Laden. Jill's mouth wrestled with Derek's cock, like Carney Wilson gnawing on Little Caesar's crazy bread. Derek then crouched over Jill's face and demanded, lick the sand crabs out of my rectum! Eat them like pig suey! Yes, yes! 9/11 was an inside rim job! Yes! Spit into my asshole! Yes! Your American peanuts on airplanes disgust me! Now it is time you taste my salty nuts! With a mouthful of testicles, she garbled,
you don't get wounded.
What was that?
You don't get wounded.
Come again, take those out of your mouth.
You'll never get away with this!
Silence, infidel! Derek then spread Jill's legs and began penetrating her ragged vagina. Her hole was huge, like the hole in the USS Cole bombing. Ooh. Their genitals swapped bodily gravy as they shuddered in ecstasy. Derek tried to find her G-spot, but failed, like the U.S. military failing to find Osama bin Laden. But Jill's cave was certainly not dry. She had more cunt mustard than a Heinz factory. Derek then beef-injected her asshole with his Al-Qaeda cock. How do you like it now? Now you know what a TSA cavity search is like. Are you proud to be an American now, beach? Beach. Jill moaned in pain. Now it is time. Time to destroy what is sacred. I want to titty fuck your twin towers. Derek's cock was hard like a jetliner and slid through Jill's titties back and forth until his cock changed color from orange to red like the Homeland Security color code chart. I'm going to fucking explode, Derek hollered. Praise Allah! As he exploded a jihad of juices all over Jill's jugs. He then grabbed an urn filled with his grandpa's ashes and spread them all over the room to simulate the destruction from the World Trade Center. The room was smokier than poker night at the VFW. Then, suddenly, a dozen Homeland Security officers broke into the room and handcuffed Derek. We finally have you, Mohammed. Look, you got the wrong guy. My name is Derek. I'm not a terrorist. I work IT down at Geek Squad. I'm just... Silence, you Dune Coon! We know that you're Mohammed. Derek's voice cracked. But I'm a normal guy. I blog about anime and play Dungeons and Dragons. Look, the only dungeon you'll be seeing is Guantanamo Bay. You can... Fantastic accents, I know. You can tell that story to your new raghead friends. Man, you're gonna get more cock down there than a urinal, the deputy assured. Boys, how about we go snort some smuggled cocaine off some hookers' asses to celebrate our victory? Yeah! Derek was shipped off to a prison and never seen from again. It was another victory for the good old US of A! A tear rolled down the officer's cheek as he said, God bless America for our freedoms, and the rest of the world can go fuck themselves! The end. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for September 9th, 2008. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Of course, I want you guys to sign up for the Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's DV's member site. You get full access to every single episode of the show, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Friday, we did a weekend program. Today, we've got another bonus episode for you today. But what I really want to talk to you guys about is the Distorted View Wiki. It's up at freakipedia.net. That's freakipedia.net. Freakipedia.net. There's a link today on the show notes. There's already over 60 articles. It explains all sorts of Distorted View inside jokes and other stupidity. Articles such as Alexis K. Tyler. There's an article on the Blackulator Caucasiatron, C.B. Walker, Chicken Nuggets, Fresh Perk, Jagu, Supreme Fatness, Vulva, Winston Cigarettes, The Dickhole Guy, Victoria, Winnebago Man, The Queefton School, Corey is represented, The Bristol Stool Chart, Fresh Perked. Fresh Perked. There's a lot that's there, but there's a lot of stuff we still need to add. So if you want to help out, you know, create an article, edit one. It's just like Wikipedia, except it's full of Distorted View recocculousness. The new Distorted View message board is up there as well, although it's not ready for prime time yet. It's up and you can post and stuff, but we're just testing it right now. For those of you not following, the fucking message board over there at distortedview.com has been flooded with spam. And I know for a while, like, moderators, and even myself, I've been, like, trying to delete it. But, you know, these people are, this one spammer posts, like, 300 times. Just messages. They reply to themselves, and it's just porno images. And it's just, it's too much to handle. So I suggested that we steamroll over the message board and start over. And everyone seems to agree with that. That's probably a good idea. I'm going to leave it up for now, though, until we get the new message board squared away. If you're a new listener and want to introduce yourself, that's a great place to start and connect with other DV freaks. You can even create a Freakipedia page about you. I know some listeners are already doing that. That's kind of cool. So, like, you know, if you hear a voicemail from the window licker and you're wondering, why is this guy so fucktarded? Surf on over to the Freakipedia. Maybe there'll be an article up about him. And how he masturbated with Orgel for the show. All right, so there you go. Freakipedia.net. There's a link on the show notes today. And, of course, sign up for the Sideshow. Give me money. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First story we have for you today comes from Papua New Guinea. Villager Michael Langan Sapri, 44, from the Kandrian area of West New Britain province in Papua New Guinea's North Island region, Jesus Christ, has been sentenced to 12 years in jail after he fatally kicked his wife in the abdomen. Right above the pubic puff. Faith Amsling, 32, had told her husband he should chew one of his testicles rather than a betel nut. Yeah! What the fuck does that mean? Chewing betel nuts, a natural mild stimulant, is a popular Papua New Guinea custom. She really pissed him off with that statement. The National Court heard the couple had been sitting together in the Capitol when Sapri or Sopri, whatever, asked his wife about the whereabouts of some missing betel nuts. An argument ensued. This whole country is obsessed with nuts. An argument ensued, and after the testicle jibe, Sapri kicked his wife in the abdomen in what turned out to be a fatal assault. Justice David Canning sentenced Sapri for manslaughter and said Sapri's testicle provocation defense was flawed. Quote, "That, of course, is not a defense, though it might be considered a mitigating factor as it explains to some extent why Sapri was angry. The fact that the fact is, Sapri kicked Faith on her left side. She suffered a ruptured spleen. He killed her without any lawful justification or excuse." She ate his betel nut? Or she was withholding betel nuts? Why is that lost on everyone here? She was withholding his nuts! A Papua New Guinean without betel nuts is not a Papua New Guinean! He's a shell of a man without his betel nuts. Get it, shell nuts? That's right, Distorted View. Come for the comedy, leave when there's none to be found. Ting! Second story we have for you today comes from Australia. A best man, allegedly raped by a stripper with a dildo, had stepped in for the groom who wasn't interested in the party strip show. A witness told the Melbourne Magistrates Court the alleged victim had been egged on by a cheering crowd of up to 30 men to perform with the hired stripper, named Linda Nags, after the groom sat down after spending less than a minute with her. Quote, "All the boys were there wanting a show," he said. Nags, 39, he's a victim of peer pressure. Nags, 39, has been charged with raping the best man, who told police he was sexually penetrated with a vibrator during the party on the Mornington Peninsula last September. The alleged victim... first of all, did he not see when she whipped out the vibrator? And the pointy end wasn't facing her cunt? That should have been your first clue. When you're looking square at the business end of a dildo, it's coming for you. You gonna get raped. Of course, when she said bend over, that should have been your second clue. Yes. The alleged victim, who cannot be identified, had his pants pulled down to his knees and his top off when Nags was passed a vibrator by a female assistant. This was really a two-person job. One witness said the best man had looked uncomfortable throughout the performance and was forced on all fours by Nags, who was naked and wearing a sex toy. So it was a strap-on. Quote, "She went behind him and pulsated to push him to the ground." The witness said he heard the man scream and get to his feet. "Why did you do that for? You didn't have to do that," he said, the man yelled. The court heard the man then push Nags in the chest, who retaliated with a front hook punch, but missed and threatened to come back with my bikey mates. Quote, nice. Bachelor parties are a lot different down under than they are here in the States. Quite frankly, I don't think I'd want to go to one. She was a bit hysterical. She thought she was a boxer, the best man's brother told the court. He said Nags had been riding his very conservative brother like a dog or a horse before the alleged rape. "I don't think he could see what was going on. I don't think he knew what was going to happen," the witness said. Yeah, but I mean, the second the tip of the dildo was brushing against your, you know, puckered brown starfish, you'd think you'd have the urge to jump out of the way like, whoa, what's happening here? This guy was like, well, let's see how this all plays out. I'm gonna take a wait-and-see approach. No, when it comes to your asshole, it's okay to overreact. The brother denied seeing drugs at the party where two strippers performed and topless waitresses served drinks. He said the men had been loudly cheering in a mature way during Nag's act that began with her whipping the man next to him in the groin. The witness said he could not remember Nag saying she would call the police or being struck in the head in an upstairs bedroom. The court heard the best man told his brother in the toilet that he was bleeding after the alleged rape. Ooh, she's a stud. She tore that ass up. She straight up disrespected that rectum. Biswadin Mitra from the Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine said the alleged victim had injuries the day after the party, but when shown photographs of the sex toy, Dr. Mitra said he could not say if it had caused the minor injury. The committal hearing before Magistrate Elizabeth Lambden to determine whether Nags of Rosebud West... See what I mean? You cannot make this up! He's from a town named Rosebud. The committal hearing before Magistrate Elizabeth Lambden to determine whether Nags of Rosebud West should stand trial continues. Final story we have for you today. It's a real short one. It comes from Texas, and it has to do with my favorite subject, the cripples. A robber rolled into a Dallas convenience store and came armed with a bat and a knife. He left with a lot of condoms and an energy drink. You know, for stamina. Dallas Police Corporal Kevin Jantz said Friday that a man in a wheelchair entered a Dallas 7-Eleven Wednesday, rolled straight over to the cash register, and beat it with a baseball bat until it opened. But he didn't grab any cash. No, no. Instead, he stole... Then why did he beat it with a cash register? He just didn't like the way that cash register was looking at him. Yes, instead, police say he stole 10 boxes of condoms and an energy drink before making his getaway Wednesday afternoon. Please tell me the cops nabbed this guy. How hard is it to chase down a drunk on a mobility scooter? Jantz said the suspect may have been homeless and was likely intoxicated at the time of the robbery. I just love that this guy, if he was homeless, he thought about taking money for a second. Yeah, I'm going to take this baseball bat and break open the cash register, but then realized that he was a little more horny than he was hungry. Because when you think about it, the type of people that would sleep with homeless men probably aren't the cleanest themselves. So it was a smart move to grab those condom boxes. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deaky, see what they're up to.
Hey, Tim, this is Nybuck from Texas here. How you doing? The Sextastic Tuesday story that you just read about Eat a Tit.
Oh, right. Last week, Sextastic Tuesday. And you guys can all see how far behind I am on these fucking voicemails. I
asked a question of concerning why didn't the waitress just cut her breasts off,
right,
and grill them before she served them to the diners. Well, breast meat is fresher when it's still on the bone.
Oh, that's true.
Duh.
Yeah.
Secondly, I was also wondering at Eat a Tit, what would happen if somebody came in and request man boobs? I wonder if they serve those. I mean, they serve milk. They serve What about me?
Fat man could finally get a job. Fat man's man boobs could really be used to feed some sort of corporate event or a wedding. Some sort of catered event.
Hey, Timmy, this is Sideshow Freak Naughty Nipple calling you.
Naughty Nipple.
You know, always for the great show and all that stuff.
Thank you.
I'm calling you from the bathroom. I'm taking a shit right now. but actually, I was sitting on the can, taking a shit, reading the newspaper, and they're talking about Governor Palin's daughter, 17-year-old pregnant daughter. I know you don't have a terribly political show, but I thought this was interesting. I'm sitting here... And across from me on my toilet on the wall, I have a copy of the Bristol chart. I think I'm taking a type four right now.
That's what I was going to guess.
I'm reading this article, and Governor Palin, who's anti-abortion and anti-sex ed, you know, her 17-year-old is pregnant, it says in the article. And what is this girl's name? Bristol.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, we talked about that recently on the show.
All right, check it out. Timmy, you goof,
checking
first of all.
It.
You might be an effing genius, okay? I am not one of those people who's behind. I am actually ahead. I'm like 3 weeks ahead of you already.
Oh.
But I was listening to some old shows just for fun, and I was just listening to sometime in July you were doing freestyle poetry where you are talking about being a cum dumpster and also throwing in Charlotte's Web references. Now, I just have to say, I don't know how hard you worked on it, but you are the man. I mean, I don't know if you actually sat down and for like an hour wrote a piece of poetry or you actually just freestyled that crap and all the Charlotte's Web references just came out. But either way, man, it was absolutely genius. But
believe it or not, I do put a fair amount of work into this stupid show.
How hard you actually worked on that little
bit. Don't remember the freestyle poetry you're referring to, though. I'm sure I did it because that sounds like something stupid I would do.
If you could work in some more freestyle sex / nursery rhyme stuff from now on in the show, like just make it a regular bit, like Timmy freestyles, and then, of course, make yourself a bumper or something. Anyway, you're the man.
What show was that on? I don't remember that at all.
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me,
calling me all the time. Like
I got my crystal behind.
Well, that's wrong. You were wrong.
Time like sex on the beaches.
stitches the peaches.
Tim.
Huh, what?
It's Emil in San Diego. I don't have a, you know, you're a freak when moment, because I know I've always been a freak, but I've got a oopsie spreading the distortion moment.
Okay.
I was just at the Radio Shack buying an adapter for my cell phone so I could, you know, use headphones to listen to the distortion.
No, sure.
And the guy said, you know, he asked me if I wanted to test the adapter to make sure it worked, and he had a, you know, a little desktop speaker set up there. So plugged it in. He's like, you know, you have any music on your phone? So I, you know, just pulled up the first thing I had on my player, and it was actually your 4th of July video.
Oh, man.
So first, you know, it starts off great. Like, it's your creepy Uncle Tim. Happy 4th of July, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's like, we're testing it out, and it's, sound's only coming out of one speaker, so he trims off a little bit of the adapter, plug it back in, and both speakers are working, and you just hear something about, and all those cum farts! And, yeah, the guy was just like, okay, will that be all for you?
Cum farts.
Yeah.
I love that term, cum farts.
Hey, Jimmy.
Because each of those individual words are both gross, cum and fart. You put them together, oh, it's brilliant.
Hey, Jimmy, you fucking snatch weasel, you. This is Scary Bob, the Sideshow member. You know, your Sextastic Tuesday was, I have to say, it didn't get me off, or it didn't creep me out either. It was just kind of lame.
Oh.
You know, the two additional things that were left out of there, which might have made it a little more interesting, why is it that one of the waitresses didn't come by and deliver, like, a hot dog log or something, and take a big fat dump
on a
piece of bread for one of the customers? Or better yet, a male waiter coming by, and then, like, one of the customers sucks it until it's hard, and then they chop it off and put it into a hot dog bun.
That is just
gay. I mean,
gay.
Come on! Where's the creativity of all these freaky writers out there?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
Hey, Tim, underage listener from California. School just started for me, and none of my teachers are over the age of 65. So guess whose poster I started handing out to the school?
Oh, nice.
That's right, yours.
Great.
I'm going to be helping your campaign a lot by just annoying everyone by stuffing flyers in their lockers.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Oh, I'm the one who asked you to sing happy birthday to my girlfriend, Squishy. Yeah, that was me. And I would have signed up by the Sideshow by now, but I kind of lost my job. Yeah.
Well...
Which is your fault, by the way. I made a dead baby joke. That's about
He's
all
a freak.
I have.
Well, listen, when you get a job, you can sign up for the Sideshow again.
Hey, Tim, it's Frank. What's going on? Sorry to say this, dude, but you got to work on your cheesy catchphrases, because after listening to that Sextastic Tuesday, I'm surprised you didn't come up with the catchphrase, tits, it's what's for dinner. Ting.
Ting.
Anyhow, yeah, just wanted to give you a call on that and a couple other things. And play us on the free side, because I'll try to join your goddamn Sideshow when I have some money to the side after I pay bills, debt, and shit like that.
Okay,
so,
that
but also
sounds
a reason
good.
I wanted to call you was my Christ. Birthday is September 8th, next Monday, sadly 2 days before fucking 9/11. Stupid terrorist, whatever. So play a song, some shit like that. But
oh, I'll play a song for you, all right. Here's your happy birthday song.
Fun shopping. Ba, 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 ba. Fun shopping. Ba, 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 ba. Fun shopping. Ba, 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 ba. Fun shopping.
Hope you enjoyed that. Stop asking me to sing happy birthday songs or I'll play it again. Next time, I play the whole song. It's 7 minutes long. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an oh-God.
I need some wine.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Don't forget to check out the new website, freakypedia.net. Got a bonus episode for Sideshow Freaks coming up a little bit later today. If you want to listen, sign up for the Sideshow. We'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday program. Until then, bye, everybody! Yeah.